After all, she spent one whole year with the Rasul of Allah. So she have learned something out of it. My husband never acted in this way since I was married to him. What happened? Something strange, something wrong is going on here. Then she finally asked, Allahu amaraka hadha? One word. Allahu amaraka hadha? This is what our Allah has commanded you to do. Amar, I'm talking about Amar of Allah, command of Allah. Then just he indicated affirming. Not talking by the tongue, just indicating. Yes, I'm not doing by myself, my desire. I don't like to do this, but I'm doing whatever Allah has commanded me to do. The moment she understood and got the answer, this is not by Ibrahim alayhi salam, it is not by her husband, rather it is the command of Almighty Allah. Immediately she responded with satisfaction and conviction. Just minute before, she was worried, she was concerned, she was hesitated. Immediately when she heard that this is the Amr of Allah, this is the Hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, her attitude has changed totally. She became calm and confident and full of, you know, happiness. That if this is command of my Allah, He is not going to destroy me and myself. You go now. I don't care. Now I am not in your protection as a husband. Now directly I am in protection of Almighty Allah, who is all-knowing, who is all-aware, who is qadir over everything. Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. That was the conviction, that was the faith, that was the belief, that was the iman of Hazrat Hajira radiyallahu ta'ala. If it's amar of Allah, then it will be good in any way, in any case. Regardless, right now I cannot see any fruit. But end result will be good because it is the Amr of Allah. You are doing according to the command of Allah. And look at what happened after that. Zamzam came up and Zamzam is still available. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how protected in that wadi ghair isi zara, a barren land, to this individual Hazrat Hajra and an infant son Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Amr of Allah. Now, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, seeing in his dream, last three nights, not one time only, three nights, consequently, he is looking same dream. In his next morning, he's slaughtering the camels, 100 camels, next day 100 camels, next day. No, the same dream is coming up. Now he realized, no, something else. Allah doesn't want animals. Allah actually wants my son to be slaughtered. So he got ready on the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without thinking what people will talk about me, how cruel this father, he slaughtered his own only son. He has no mind, he has no logic, he has no love for his son, how cruel he is. He is not thinking of the people. He is not worried about the world. He is only worried, his concern is, I must fulfill command of my Almighty, in any case. He is telling the wife, not relating her, what I am going to do in few minutes later. He said, just prepare him, dress him up, I want to take him out. She was so happy after a long time, after so many days, they were living alone. Now dad came and he wants to take his son out for picnic. And he dressed up nicely, he's excited. Like every child likes to go to with his father for the festival, for the mall, for the place of playing, etc. He doesn't know. He was so happy, excited. As he's going through, crossing the Mina, here father is relating. Ya Abati, inni ara fil manami أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى. يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى. Oh my beloved son, look at the address he's talking to his son. The words he's using, Ya Bunayya, oh my beloved son, Inni Arafil Manam, is not direct command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is not brought by Jibreel alayhi salam, as normally revelation in Wahy comes through Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, physical. But he's saying, he's mentioning that Inni Arafil Manam, I have seen in my dream that I am slaughtering you. Now, what is your opinion? What do you think about this act, about this my dream? When is Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam heard this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately he said, Ya abatif'al ma tu'mar satajiduni insha'Allah minas sabirin. Ya Abati, oh my beloved father, if Alma tu Umar, go ahead, do whatever our Lord has commanded you to do. I won't hesitate, I won't complain, I won't cry, I won't blame you. Why? Because you are doing exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you to do, and I will be supporter, I will be helper. You will find me amongst those who are patient. I won't complain. But just do cover my face, put me upside down, so you don't out of love for me, you make mistake and you cut the, instead of my neck, you cut something else. Just put me down on the ground. Falamma aslama watallahu liljabin wa nadainahu ayya Ibrahim qad saddaqta ru'ya. Inna kadhalika nursil mursaleen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is taking the imtihan and taste of Hazrat Ibrahim's faith and iman, he finally has to declare, stop it now. I have tested you in several occasions, in several ways. In each and every test, you are excellent. You got 100%. Now stop it. Enough. No more test. Inna hadha lahu al-bala'u al-'azim. This was a very great test. Greatest test of the human life. To order him to sacrifice his own son. Kafuddakta ru'ya. You have proved the dream which you have seen at night. And ulama explained, this was not the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. Allah is Arhamur Rahimeen. How you expect from the Arhamur Rahimeen who love his creation more than the mother loves her child? How you expect that merciful being to order someone to slaughter his own son? It doesn't make sense. So that was not exact the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was just the taste. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has changed the method. Instead of sending Jibreel salam with the command, he has shown him in his dream. And he passed that test. And because of the taste, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made such memorable that until the Yawmul Qiyamah, every mu'min, every believer who can afford, he's going to buy this animal and he's going to slaughter every year, just remembering the great sacrifice of Khalilullah and the Zabihullah for the sake of Allah. Great sunnah. That's why Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when they ask, Ma hadhil adahi, why we have to slaughter the animal? The reply was not, it is not my sunnah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never related and connected to himself. Rather, he said, Sunnatu abikum Ibrahim. This is the great sunnah of your forefather, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, and the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Millata abikum Ibrahim, huwa sammakumul muslimin. The title of muslimin, we are enjoying you know, proudly, this title has given to us none other than Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He is the one who first called us or granted us this great and beautiful title of the Muslim. What is the meaning of Muslim? A person who submits his will to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By slaughtering the cow or goat or sheep, we are saying that to Allah, right now I am just slaughtering the animal, but for your sake, for your pleasure, I am prepared to slaughter my anything. My desires, my lust, my everything, I am prepared to slaughter for your sake, for your pleasure. This is the message and this is the lesson. In the whole life of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, my brothers and sisters, we have to learn the two lessons. Number one, propagation of Tawheed and oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the beginning, when he was young, and his entire mahal and environment was full of mushrikeen, idol worshippers. Even his father Azar was a great, you know, maker of the idols. He used to make the idols and used to sell it into the market. And Hazrat Ibrahim as a young man started debating with his father. That was the Tawheed, beginning of Tawheed from his home. Then for the whole community, those who are worshipping stars and moon and sun and what and what. So logically, by the logic, by the proof and examples, Hazrat Ibrahim Salam was trying to explain them the Tawheed and oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these are the creation of Allah, rather we must worship the Creator. Then he debated with Namrud in his court, and he was thrown into the fire. Then he migrated from there to Egypt and what and what. Every avenue, every aspect of his life, he went through the different kind of things. But he did not give up his Tawheed and oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the first lesson we all have to learn. We are muwahideen. We all believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to the comparison with the worldly affairs, how far, how strong we stand on Tawheed, how much we compromise with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with our needs and necessities. This is our test and a daily test in every way in this world. The second lesson we have to learn from the seerah and legacy of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is to submit our will to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever command came in the life of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, immediately he acted upon it. Without hesitation and without thinking the result and consequences, immediately he acted upon it. So this is the second lesson we all have to learn, because Ibrahim alayhi salam is our grandfather, and we are commanded to follow the millat of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. The foundation of the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam is based on the foundation of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and that is why out of appreciation, we are commanded when we sit in tashahud after every prayer, whether it's farz, nafil, mustahab, whatever, and we recite at-tahiyyat tashahud. After that, what we read? We read durood Ibrahim. We salute Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in our every prayer of day and night. This is the token of appreciation from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand the message and legacy of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in our daily life. And whatever hujjaj have performed their hajj, you know, alhamdulillah, may Allah accept their hajj and du'as and ibadat. May Allah protect the ummah throughout the world who are suffering in India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Somalia, wherever, especially Gaza and Palestine. We should not forget, my brothers and sisters, while we are enjoying here our sacrifices, putting on the new dresses, visiting our neighbors and friends. Think of them, they are visiting the graves. They don't have new clothing to wear. They don't have any food of qurbani and sacrifice. And they are suffering. Even the innocent children are suffering there. We should not forget them. We should remember in our du'as. May Allah change this condition. May Allah grant them success And may Allah remove all these obstacles from the enemy and destroy them through His Qudrat and power. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, can stand up with your own.